Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 95. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family right here with me. This unique viewpoint allows you to read the whole Bible as a single story and see the unfolding of God's plan in history. And that is a single true story. Everything in the Bible is true. Today we are reading Exodus chapter 1 as we go through the chronological Bible. They believe that the theologians and editors of the chronological Bible believe that Job happened before the book of Exodus. So we're just following what they say on this. This is our first journey with the chronological Bible. Exodus chapter 1. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we are weak, but thou art strong. Lord, as time is going by very fast, Lord, help the people here and the people out there do worthwhile things with the life that you have given to all of us. Because not only does time go by fast, life is short. So, Holy Father God, I thank you for your holy word. Have continued mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And please forgive us of our sins, faults, and failures. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Grant us your unction and your anointing to read and to understand and to remember your holy word, to hide it in our hearts, even as we read it, to meditate on it, to love it, and to cherish it, and to learn the principles therein for our own personal lives. Help us to apply those principles to our lives, and help us to share your holy word with others who don't know, and to preach your holy gospel to others who don't know you, Lord Jesus Christ, as Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing. Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. The Holy Bible at Exodus chapter 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren in all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter, bitter, with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field, all their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, When ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and said unto them, Why have ye done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the richness, the power, the truth of your holy word. Lord, I don't know how you did it, but I thank you for it. Help us to learn the lessons you want us to learn from your holy word and be the best servants that we can be for your kingdom, for your glory, your praise, and your honor. Help us, Lord, to preach your holy gospel And give me your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel based upon your holy word, that others would come to know you as Savior in Jesus Christ's name. I do pray. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I was a little boy, growing up as a teenager, I couldn't have been no more than 12 or 13 years old when I had a hunger for knowledge and understanding and wisdom. I'm sure the flesh was in there somewhere. And I became very interested in reading the big family Bible. One day I'm going to show you a picture of the big family Bible that we had. Almost every family had one in the Black South, and I would imagine some of the white families did too. But I know the Black families had a big old family Bible. We don't have Bibles like that anymore as we used to. So when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the big family Bible sitting on the table, normally in the living room. Sometimes it would be moved into another room, a den or something. And back in those days, if you had a den, you were in high cotton, so to speak. And sometimes it would be in there or in the dining room. And the big old family Bible that many families had in those days. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 or 3 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I found out later in life that you have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and get born again and get saved before you can really understand the Bible. And so I left it alone at that time until I got saved. Now, after I got saved, December the 19th, 1979, at 19 years old, I have now been reading the Bible with great understanding by the grace of God for 41 years. So here is how I became a Christian and how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans, for the wages, the payment of sin, is death. We are all going to die. You probably didn't know that you're going to die because of your sins, your sinful choices, your sinful nature. But that's why we sin. That's why we die, because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. We don't die because of cancer. We don't die because of cardiac arrest. We don't die because of the coronavirus. We die because of sin. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, to show you how terrible it is to go to hell, Jesus Christ preached on this subject, and he preached this sermon. By the way, he talked about hell and preached about hell more than anybody in the Bible, and he preached more on hell than he did about heaven, because he wanted to warn us of that awful place. Jesus Christ said in this sermon, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." So Jesus is saying it would be better for you to repent of your sins, turn away from your evil life by believing in him, trusting in Jesus Christ, believing in him for your soul's salvation, so much so that it would be better for you to believe in him and cut off your hand and cut off your foot and go to heaven with the Lord than to go to hell with both hands and both feet, is the point. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, that is bad news, my dear friend. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "The most loving, most wonderful, and most important words ever said to mankind, as far as I'm concerned," when he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that's perish in hell, "but have everlasting life in heaven with God, with Jesus, with the angels, with the beloved Christian family." So all you need to do, dear friend, is just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God, for you, so that you can live eternally with him. So all you have to do is pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do it. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, God has you here for a divine appointment. Get saved today by believing in Christ and not rejecting him. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have done evil in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and faults. Lord Jesus, as I now believe with all of my heart, that you suffered, you bled, and you died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and Lord, help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. For it is in Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, dear friend, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, by me, if any man enter in, I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well. And we will pray for you until you tell us to stop.